Yeah, that's good.
You put the manchego here.
I suppose so.
You know, there's a lot of Jews from Spain.
Ben.
What do you mean?
Lots of Jews.
You're not even having a honeymoon.
No, Mom, we'll have a small honeymoon, but after the baby is born.
You're always doing everything backward, like always.
Yeah, son, if your mother's happy with your decision, she wouldn't be your mother. Could you pass me the crackers, please?
Yeah, which ones? Garlic, rosemary, parmesan, plain?
All of them. I love the topos, Peppa. Is that how you say it?
No, you say tapas. Tapas. No.
Everything is so delicious.
Thank you. Thank you. Gracias, gracias.
So, now that we're all here together, I...
Don't worry. The help is new. It's okay. Come on. Go ahead, mi amor.
Well, okay. So, what I am about to tell you all...
One second, Ben. Mom, what time is your flight tomorrow? My afternoon surgery has been postponed.
6 p.m. Could you take us?
Yes, now I can.
Thank you, David. Always so helpful. Not like your brother.
Mom, I offered to take you, but you said that all the suitcases didn't fit in my car.
It's not just that, Benjamin. It's that I don't understand why you had to rush the wedding just before our trip.
David, more wine, please.
The bottle.
Got it. That was close.
That was close. What a great reflex. I didn't know you were a lefty.
We all are.
Oh.
But Ben.
Yes, I'm the special one. Mom, you already know why we did it like this. We wanted to marry before the baby comes, and then you all were coming here before your trip, so we thought it was convenient. Right, Peppa? Peppa?
Sorry, I was thinking on something else. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay. So what I wanted to share with you all tonight is that 5 months ago, I left my job at the firm, and that's why we need Grandma's inheritance as soon as possible.
I'll be right back.
David, stop staring at Peppa's cleavage.
Mama, what are you doing? Garlic chicken, and relax, it's me. Why can't they know I'm your mother?
It's complicated.
If you don't tell me, they will.
Mama, wait. You came in the worst moment.
Since you were 5, you were always keeping secrets like your dad, but this...
I told you I'm going to explain you everything after the dinner is done.
Asking you was like figuring out a riddle with no answer.
It was a defense mechanism because you always wanted to know everything.
Of course, I'm your mom.
Hola. Sorry to interrupt.
Jaffa, what do you need?
Sparkling agua, por favor.
I'll bring it to you.
Thanks.
You're good at creating trouble, but not solving it. What the hell is sparkling agua?
Your grandmother, Helena, left this inheritance for you both. Specifically for when you start a family, to keep the legacy alive.
Mom, Benjamin has clearly started a family.
But he wants to use the money to open a shoe store.
It's a bespoke, handmade shoe studio, Mom. Mm-hmm.
You're a lawyer, Benjamin. This hobby has no future. Who's going to wear your colorful shoes anyway? A homosexual, maybe?
I always liked his designs.
Thanks, Dad.
Me too. Though I wouldn't wear those heels you have on today.
These are Cuban heels, trendy in the 1960s and 70s.
Oh, yes, I know. I used to have a pair.
Thank you, Rabbi Allen. Mom, I made this presentation for you with the business plan.
Serrano ham, typical of Spain.
Que no comen cerdo.
Really?
I'm sorry she didn't know you don't eat pork. Llévatelo para la cocina, por favor.
Barry, I think there's something weird going on between Peppa and the help.
Wait, senora? Sorry, Mom, but even though my brother and I might not always share the same taste for shoes, we both love Spanish ham.
Serrano ham or no serrano ham?
Yes!
Yes!
I'll take it from here. Gracias, senora. Delicious.
But, don't put it next to your grandmother's ashes, for God's sakes, David.
Sorry.
She might eat one. Well, I'm sorry, but the urn shouldn't be on the table.
I like her next to me.
Let me try the jamón.
Jamón. You say jamón.
Here, Dad. Try the one with the strings of fat.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, son.
Oh, my Peppa. This is the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
It melts in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. This should be illegal.
It is.
Give me some more.
Here. This reminds me of the mystery of the Serrano ham killer.
You read my blog?
I love it.
David, thank you. I'm so flattered. I can't believe you read my blog.
Mom, just take a look at this presentation, please. Mm.
You know, David, I'm actually starting to write a story about a wrestler. Do you still practice?
Every Tuesday. Rain or shine for 20 years. What do you want to know?
Mom, it's a really great opportunity.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about the inheritance anymore, the business plans, or your ridiculous shoes.
Grandma would be proud.
Enough, Benjamin.
So David, is it true that most wrestlers wear jockstraps?
Not everyone, but I still do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I did nothing.
Ya lo sé, mamá. I know. American kitchens are not made for Spanish cooking. Punto. Vamos a apagarlo todo. Uy, por Dios, la que hemos liado. Por Dios, qué nervio. Uy, 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 uy. Qué desagradable.
Peppa, he's married.
Not on my birthday. They were having a break.
Don't even think about it.
My party was on a Tuesday, like he's practiced. Jockstrap, he's a lefty.
If you don't want to raise your son above the funeral home...
He's a surgeon and had an irresistible mustache.
Stop this nonsense.
You'd be the real uncle.
Ugh.
Mama, stop with the wine, por favor.
For Grandmother Helena.
Helena!
¿Dónde coño pongo esto?
Ponlo en la mesa, en el medio, por favor. Potato puree.
Mm.
Peppa, this might be overwhelming for you, going from being an orphan to being part of a big Jewish familia.
Yes. I'll be right back.
No, Peppa, it's okay. She's new. Come on, why don't you tell us more about the wrestler mystery you were talking about earlier?
Yes, I could put you in contact with my trainer. He wrote a book about wrestling.
Oh, you know, David, that's a pretty good idea. Do you mind to write his information here in my notebook, please?
It would be my pleasure to.
David, shouldn't you check on your wife, Hannah?
Yes, Mom. I'll be right back.
The hormones make Hannah sick. You're lucky, Peppa. You got pregnant accidentally.
And it was free, Mom. Look, just give this a second thought, please. This is all related to...
We'll talk about it when we get back. I need time to take in all these changes.
I told you we should have delayed the trip so we can all go together.
Ugh.
No, Dad. Who knows when we can all go? Besides, Auntie Jacqueline and Uncle Poe are very excited to go.
I don't want to go.
Well... Mom even broke Jewish law for the trip.
I did it to honor my mom's last wishes.
In that case, Benjamin, cremation is not forbidden.
Even dead, a mother-in-law rules.
What did I miss?
Your father is saying that we should have delayed our trip.
That'd be great. We could all go together sometime.
Your mother wanted her ashes in the Mount of Olives, but she didn't say when.
Mom, you have been planning this trip for months.
I vote to stay until the birth of our first grandson.
I'm in, too.
The Spanish fish is ready.
Oh, gracias, mamá. Matilda. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we can all stay at Betsy's house as long as we wish.
I don't like changing plans. Besides, it's Grandma's birthday this Sunday. That's why I wanted to...
Yes, you have to go. I mean, you'll lose a fortune if you cancel now.
Bye-bye, Alan. Are you okay?
Oh, my God. He choked on the ham. He choked on the ham.
No, he didn't eat ham.
He ate half of the plate, Mom.
People break the rules sometimes.
Oh.
It's been years since I did a Heimlich.
No.
One,
two, the Heimlich
three.
No, don't do that. The Heimlich doesn't work with the ham on. The strings of fat get stuck in the throat. Mama, Matilda, help him.
Tell them who I am, coño.
Please, I tell you everything later.
Tell them I fucking gave birth to you.
My mom's ashes!
Oh, my God. I gave him a piece with a lot of strings of fat.
Peppa, what do we do?
I'm calling 911.
Como el rabino se nos muera aquí y venga la policía a ver cómo le explicamos que el jamón se ha muerto con el jamón que te has traído de contrabando.
What's she doing, Peppa?
It's okay. Matilda knows what to do.
Wow. How did she do it? Are you okay? I thought I killed you.
Thank you.
Grazie, signora. A little water, please.
You scared us, cousin.
Yeah.
To death.
Here, have some water. Sorry about that.
Oh, thank you.
Gracias, Matilda.
Yeah, thank you, Matilda.
Thank you.
I won't move until you tell them.
Matilda is telling me to tell you that she's from Spain, and that's what we do there. You know, we save ham jokers besides having long siestas.
Thank you, Matilda. Barry, you might be right for the first time in your life. We're staying.